This is a course in miracles. It's a required course. Only the time you take it is voluntary. Free will does not mean that you can establish the curriculum about what you want to teach. It means only that you can elect what you want to take at a given time. The course does not aim at teaching the meaning of love, for that is beyond what can be taught. Listen, it does aim, however, at removing the blocks to the awareness of love's presence, which is your natural inheritance. The opposite of love is fear. But what is all-encompassing can have no opposite. Here's this course. We can sum it up very simply in this way. Nothing real can be threatened. Nothing unreal exists. Herein lies the peace of God. There's a particular time where the evidence of the aspects, what we used to term the degrees and the intervals by which I would attempt to teach you the miracle principles of the idea that I am a teacher of a course in miracles, are simply demonstrations that I've decided to perform with you in this time and place. In the evidence that this particular lesson that I'm going to do perhaps in the very beginning of the text of our Course in Miracles is not within the frame necessarily of how you would want to hear me in the reference of the individual progress that I have made. In the idea, they call me a master teacher of the converting nature of my mind, in the idea that the application of my necessity to train my mind systematically to a new thought process about what I want to see as the requirement of the course in which I intend within my individual concept. Listen, this has to do now with me. It may or may not have to do with you. But if you expect me to offer you within the illumination that has occurred in my mind in regard, let's say, to the teaching of the Course in Miracles. Let's say that I am going to use the Miracle Healer's Handbook. Let's say, for example, that I have encouraged you, and now I'm speaking of the opening of the text of A Course in Miracles, in which I offered you the entirety of the idea. I'm going to use the word vocabulary in the idea of teaching, in the idea of the recognition within the training faculty of your concept, that we are in accordance with the exchange of ideas that are a process of how I feel about myself as Homo sapiens, as a human being. And that obviously why the reason I came into this frame All right, and this was an agreement that I suddenly decided to do. Was it, it's very possible for you, if you intend to enroll, say to me enroll.
Enroll.
Yeah, the assumption is that you intend to enroll in the fundamental principles of the necessity for undergoing an individual experience, which I am encouraging you to have in the process of the principles of what a miracle is. Yeah, I'll teach, may I, for about 12 minutes. Say to me, it's a miracle.
It's a miracle.
Yeah. Now, the idea of what a miracle is virtually since the beginning of time, in every concept that any human condition really has in regard to the ideas that through experiences of association in space and time, he learns other ideas about what he thinks about himself in that correspondence. Is this true?
Yes.
That is, I sat down with here now as a consciousness identity with a full awareness that I am in a condition of recognition of my body formulation, yet have been told within the experience of this that I can apply particular ideas about what is a miracle, all right, to ideas that conceptually are, I already have ideas of what a miracle is. Say to me, that's a miracle. Now, immediately, you may explain to me that occurrence of how that miracle happened within the condition of your self-recognition that you are in mind training of the concept that you hold about yourself in order to reason within me the possibility of the entirety of the intense passion of joy I am feeling in my love for you at that moment. Now, here's the difficulty encountered. If I am in a fundamental admission within the mind training that love, that is happiness, joy, eternal participation of myself as a human being, is a necessary qualification systematically in the concept that I have about myself, somewhere within the idea of the space-time reference in which I find correspondence with you, I am offering you in the mind training of the Course in Miracles a manner in which the principles of application of yes, but what is a miracle could be performed. And what you're going to see with me, and we're going to do if you're interested in doing it, is the idea that the requirement for you in the idea of teaching A Course in Miracles will be the principles by which I make application that you have made a decision, which is actually required within the factor of what you want to see in that idea, that the principles can be applied to you in the idea that what is a miracle? Are you ready? Here we go. There is no order of difficulties in the miracle healing principles. One is not harder or bigger than another. They're all the same. All expressions of love are maximal. You listen with me, you can get this. All you have to decide is that the miracle of a variation is going on in your mind in any event. In that sense, how the miracle works has nothing to do with how it works. Okay, this is the principal idea. As a matter of fact, there are 50 of them. Okay, the idea that the voice that spoke within this arrangement of a correspondence of a human condition, I know all of you are familiar with the idea that the miracle comes from an idea of a variance in conceptual association that expresses within the principle of the idea of what you are as a human being another manner in which you can recognize in the concept of yourself that a miracle itself, the power of light, is actually going on all around you, but that you need training in lesson number one that says, if the miracle is going on, it must be that somewhere within my concept of myself, I am denying it within the arrangement of the reflection of light that I'm getting within the process of attempting to see you as a miracle teacher as well. That gets me to number two. I'm going to teach the first 12. I like it. They're showing up on the screen for you right now, aren't they? Look. Miracles occur naturally as an expression of how much I'm loving you right now. Listen, the real miracle is the love that I'm feeling in my aspiration to train my mind. Look, in this idea, everything that comes from love is a miracle. Did you see that? Everything that's coming from my association that occurred in my own illumination of the transformation of the consciousness that I have about myself that was a miracle is the same indication that the more you will allow for a variation in the intensity of my need to reach a decision of my love for the universe rather than the fear and conflict that I feel in the organization of my concept are indications that I am training in the idea, and this will be the next idea of the principles of miracle, that there's something else that I can see within that miracle. The principles of the mind training of A Course in Miracles. Listen. All miracles mean life. You and God is the giver of life. His voice will direct you very specifically. You will be told all that you need to know. What an amazing idea. You mean that there's a voice speaking to me right now? Okay, telling me what I want to hear about myself? I love to teach. Thank you for that. You know, really all you've done is you're looking at the whole idea that you are required somewhere to have an experience within your own concept of what I'm teaching about this. All right. I'm going to teach very fundamentally what the next lesson is going to say because I'm teaching the lesson. The medium by which I express to you my certainty that an alternative in what you have decided the outcome you want within your own concept is available to you are the simple admission of a request for an alternative, speaking to you in the request that you want to hear about yourself within your own arrangement. That's why they call me the master teacher. The devastating moment that I underwent in my determination to solve the conceptual problem of my idea of what I wanted to see were not necessarily anything but a prayer that I could find the solution in the application of my power to solve the problem. All of us pray. I'll use the word pray just for a minute. In the idea, I saw you right there. As you mature within your idea of yourself, you set up goals that you want to achieve in ideas that decisions that you are making concerning relationships of your need to accomplish within a space-time episode what you want to see. You have begun a practice in the mind training, okay, in these first 50 lessons that always available to you is another episode, if we admit that it's going on in your consciousness, that perhaps you would want to make application of. Here's the next principle, listen. Prayer is the medium of miracles. It's a means of communication of the Creator with His creations. Through prayer, love is received, and through miracles, love is expressed. And practice with me, I love you. Now, deep within me, I am aware that all of us come from a single source of reality. The necessity for the miracle is the necessity to render a service of conversion of how I feel about myself, so that I can recognize within my own nature of correspondent the love that I'm feeling for you. In that sense, I need a miracle, very simply because in the pertainment of the ideas I have about myself, I am separate not only from the universe, but from you. So that in the mind training of the process of the organization of what is a miracle and the principles of its application, I have decided to spend within the idea of this time sequence ideas that there is always something else within my mind available to me in my disclosure to myself that I want to see it differently. Now, the principles involved in the miracle, if there's an idea that it is maximal all the time, would have to be that each time I make a decision about what I want to see in the formulation of myself, I will have an experience of being in the space and time that representing what I am. Here, I came in, this is a very private association, incidentally. Here's what's happening with me. I'm sitting with you teaching the opening principles of the idea of A Course in Miracles. I'm under an assumption that within space-time, you have experienced success in the idea of the nature of the conversion, of your recognition of yourself in the procedure of what I'm presenting you with, in order that the occupancy of the possibility for you to observe a thought that at that moment might not have been present in your mind, very simply because you, rather than experience the miracle that was always available to you, have been satisfied within the concept of yourself that the particulars of containment of the light reflections of you have not given you the entirety of the direction through a miracle that it's possible for you to take in the experience that I just had with you, in the idea that in the principle of the miracle, I am offering you my certainty that when you are afraid of yourself, all right, this was the whole opening, you have to hear this, you are afraid of the occurrence of a miracle. The reason would be very obvious to you because God is love. You can hear this. You are fearful of the entire exposure of yourself. Shall I tell you why? You're going to lose all the necessity to defend yourself within the activity of the correspondent, of the love that you and I found, all right, in the ideas of ourself, in the retention of the conflict, and the resolution of it within the limitation that you and I established to keep ourselves separate. I'm an illuminate teacher, as you are, many of you now watching this video. I have been successful in the mind training of myself to the entire principle of the association of the necessity to express within my own mind what the terms are for the establishment that I would make application of within the training of my mind. There's no mystery about this at all. I'm presuming that you have what we call the workbook of A Course, and that you will get lessons that offer you solution in the presence of us. And the idea, I'm going to read to you now three applications of principles in the text of A Course in Miracles, because you have decided to train your mind in a new idea of yourself. Listen. America is a service. It's the maximal service you can render to another. It's a way of loving your neighbor as yourself, isn't it? You recognize your own and your neighbor's worth simultaneously. I had to come back just for a moment, because when I came into the sequence, I was simultaneously reducing the necessity to hold you separately within your body thought form from a relationship. We call this the Holy Spirit of energy, in the recognition that by increasing the frequency of the light that is entering into the frame of the recognition of myself, I recognize you. This is my requirement. This is my entire teaching. I didn't want you to ignore the idea that I have to forgive you, the idea that I have to enter into an arrangement of you who formerly represented the enemy of myself, in my determination to love you through the recognition that the service of giving to you what I want to be makes it possible for you to see me. Is it possible? Help me with this now, Claire. Is it possible for me to teach that I am present with you and that you are reflecting to me what you term the maximal idea that's available to me in a sequence of light will be the idea in its entirety, that the thought process in the necessity for the conversion is contained within me? There's absolutely nothing new about that. The reason that I'm concentrating on the idea of mind training, because you were already so active in the idea of training yourself conceptually about how you want to define yourself in this arrangement, that from the viewpoint, the success that you're orchestrating seems to justify the idea that you can remain within this frequency. All right, until you have an experience of the loss of yourself and your identity. In that sense, you are depending, say to me, death. In that sense, you're depending on sequencing yourself within an arrangement of yourself in order to have a death experience. Look, three more real rapidly here. Miracles. Ideas of conversion are thoughts, aren't they? Thoughts can represent the lower or the bodily level of experience, or the higher or spiritual level of experience. What happens? One makes the physicalness of you and the other creates the spiritual. Here it is. Miracles transcend the body. They are sudden shifts into invisibility away from the bodily level, and that is why they heal. Excuse me, I'm going to leave you for a moment, because you have come very rapidly into mind training. Is this so? Now, trust me with this just for a moment. How long is it going to take you within the concept of yourself to hear the new level of the reorganization of a shift in the procedure of how you want to see yourself? Is it going to take you in the principles of the idea of miracles, once you make up your mind that the very fundamental admission that there's always available to you, we express this as love, another idea about yourself that until this moment in the practice, you have been unable to see? This is the revelation that you just had. Huh? Is that a miracle? Say to me, it's a miracle.
It's a miracle.
Now, here's what happens. The moment you identify it as a miracle, you immediately return to a formulation of yourself that continues to justify within the continuum of time that you represent yourself as, that the reflection of the physical body identity does not allow you to see that in the increase of the frequency of the representation of reflections of the light that I'm offering you, you and I right there, if we have no distance between us, say to me, we'll disappear. the ultimate idea, and I know I'm teaching mind training, of the necessity for you to accept the totality of the idea that there's a universe, come on now, with billions of stars and galaxy beyond your comprehension, that can be exchanged in the recognition of this association, along with the recognition of that association, are the manner in which you, as a teacher of the mind training, of a course in the conversion of your mind, have undergone a passionate experience of my recognition of all the devastation that I have gone through in my determination to hold on to fear without the admission that love has nothing to do with fear, as the introduction indicates, that when you are fearful, you're ready in space-time, you're nothing. You're going to have to love each other whether you like it or not. It might be a good time to practice the idea of that experience. I'll be right back. There's an episode that's going to occur, if I can get your attention, and we're putting this up onto the satellite, that can occur within the reflection of yourself if you'll let it, in the initial 50 lessons that you've decided to practice in the text, that a voice is always offering you another solution within your own mind. I'll be right back. I'll be with you in a moment. You're going to change in that little interlude because you're going to let the change occur. Somewhere within this frame, you're very much aware that we met each other in the mind training and had an experience of the miracle of the love that I'm feeling for you right here and now. The love that I'm feeling for you right here and now. I'll be right back. Listen about miracles. Revelation induces complete but temporary suspension of doubt and fear about yourself. It reflects the original form of communication between God and His creations, involving the extremely personal sense of creation, sometimes sought in physical relationships with each other. Look, physical closeness cannot achieve it because miracles are genuinely interpersonal and result in true closeness to other. Revelation unites you directly with God. Look, miracles unite you directly with the experience of your brother. Neither emanates from consciousness in concept, but both are experiences there. Consciousness is the state that induces action, though it does not inspire it. My goodness, you are free to believe whatever you choose, and what you do attests to what you believe. Look with me what's happening now. Revelation is intensely personal and cannot be meaningfully translated. That's why any attempt to describe it in words is impossible. That's why we need a miracle. Revelation induces only experience. Miracles, on the other hand, induce action. Could you hear that? They are more useful now because of their interpersonal nature. In this phase of learning, working miracles is important because freedom from the fear that you have about yourself with other people around you cannot be thrust upon you because you're afraid of yourself and of the miracle that will be performed, because revelation that you experience and that I'm offering you is literally unspeakable because it is an experience of unspeakable love. I'm back with you in the idea that you are in the mind training. Can I offer you how joyful I am in the revelation that you just had concerning our relationship with each other? Now, that is not to say, now that you've had that revelation somewhere within a cycle of time, that you are not necessarily still participating in the idea of the enclosure that appears to be within your formulation of yourself. But it can only be because of your individual fear of my certainty that the revelation of yourself in association with journeying out into the universe, of being able to offer to each other a thought process that eliminates the necessity for me to be within this body form. Am I okay? That's why I'm here. Look, and you're watching me in the Course in Miracles principles of teaching. But until you can do more than simply describe to me what the miracle is, you will not have an experience of a direct revelation, because that's in your mind as much as it's in my mind. And that's why I need to train my mind that available to me in all of the concepts I have about myself is another thought that increases the frequency of the love that I'm feeling for you by recognition of my individual responsibility. Here we now are in personal relationship. You look good to me. Are you in the mind training with me? Are we sharing moments where we recognize the passion of our love for each other? It isn't so much that, is that we have a tendency to believe when there's that much love, I think I'll stay in my body form. I think as long as I can represent my, I love to teach. Are you hearing me at all? They call me the master teacher. Since I have had experience of the revelation of reflections of the correspondence of my mind in the mind training, I do not have experience that are other than the love I'm feeling for you, even though at that moment you might want to describe me as a body formulation. I'm going to teach for a moment about the miracle of the conversion of your mind, because you have said to me, I want to learn what the Course in Miracles said. You see that? The moment that you wanted to learn it, you began to recognize that the process of decisions about what you wanted to make were only in your own mind anyway. And in that sense, the shift or conversion of your mind was going on constantly in the reference by which I decided to do this 1 hour of training your mind, that the new process has been successful, at least temporarily, in your moment. Look with me, fortunately for you. I teach entirely the idea of the immediacy of the availability of all of space-time at this moment. Recognition of myself in the mind training can always only be indications of what is already over in the sequence of the conversion of the power of my mind to decide in the light factor, there's another way I want you to look at me. This is why I asked and requested that I go on national time. You know, what I'm really saying to you is, how about a little mind training? Will you at least talk to me about the revelation that I underwent and that many of you have undergone in the devastation of my determined to love the conflict that I thought was necessary in my identity with you? And I have discovered happily that if I will release the conflict in the unforgiving act that I practiced to determine that your body formulation is separate from my body formulation, I begin to have joyful experience of the union of our minds in the revelatory idea that the light process that I offer you within my body formulation, there's absolutely no concern about your body formulation at all. No, I am in mind training of the principles of the idea that I am determined that there's something else I want to see. I'm just tired of being confined to associations of this body form, where everywhere I look, I seem to end up in loneliness and sickness and pain. I have been told that there is within this place in time an availability of a more rapid conversion of my mind in regard to what I want to see, and that I can minimize within my association what I want to see in that direction. That is, I'm tired, I've come into this presence with you, I want to see what's going on right here and now in this mind training. Listen. This miracle minimizes the need for time. In the longitudinal or horizontal plane, the recognition of the equality of the members of the sonship appears to involve almost endless time. Look, here's what's happening to you in the training. The miracle entails a sudden shift from horizontal to vertical perception. This introduces an interval from which the giver and the receiver both emerge further along in time than they would otherwise have been. Look with me, mind trainer. The miracle thus has the unique, and it is unique, property of abolishing time to the extent that it renders the interval of time it spans unnecessary. Look, there is no relationship between the time a miracle takes and the time that it covers. Look, the miracle substitutes for learning that might have taken thousands of years in your conceptual body formulation. It does so by an underlying recognition of perfect equality of the giver and the receiver on which this miracle rests. The miracle shortens time by collapsing it, thus eliminating certain intervals within it. This, however, remains within the larger temporal sequence that I'm attempting to offer you. That is, what I am offering you that you and I just experienced in the mind training established a shorter evidence that you were determined to hold on to within the factoring of the idea of, let's use a 2,000-year sequence or a 20,000-year sequence or an idea that I had to maintain between you and I, a separation of a factoring of the conflict that I feel necessary within myself. Yet I have admitted to the fundamental nature that within my mind, I am responsible for what I'm seeing out there. And while I may still may maintain a lot of conflict, I finally, in the practice of the Course, have begun to share with you the experience that I had in my illumination of mind through this mind training, and that I'm offering to you, listen, without regard to the length of time it's going to take. What do I care? However long, let's use 20,000 years. Let's use last week. Let's use 2,000 years ago. My concern in the mind training is that you have decided within a factor of your time you want to see something differently within your own mind. Practice, you are seeing something differently. In the miracle, if you don't hold on to the reflection of light, of what appears to be that association of my body form out there, we used to teach this. This is the fundamental teaching of loving your enemy. It says very fundamentally, I must love you through a miracle of my association with myself, because I certainly have no intention of loving you as you are within the proceeding of how you're representing yourself now. As a matter of fact, I'm going to love you in the revenge of the nature by which I am determined not to admit to the love that we are sharing within this arrangement in the mind training of the idea that the Course in Miracles will shorten our interlude of time. Listen with me now in the text of the miracle of A Course in Miracles. Remember, the miracle transcends the body, doesn't it? It's a sudden shift into invisibility away from the body levels. That's why they heal you, don't they? Miracles reawaken the awareness that the spirit, not the body, is the altar of truth. This is the recognition that leads to the healing power of the miracle, now directly from the source of the training of your mind. I inspire all miracles, which are really intercessions. They intercede for your holiness and make your perceptions holy. By placing you beyond the physical laws, they raise you into the sphere of celestial order. And in this order, you are perfect. And I really am enthralled by the idea that the mind training by which you are expressing your capacity to offer to me at this time and place my concern, not about the world at all, but only about you individually in the recognition of the necessity, may I offer you this, that in that idea of the recognition of the power of that light decision, I am sharing with you a shortening of the distance by which I had set goals that I can obtain within the idea of the sequence of my time, in the certainty that the miracle involves a corrective procedure in the idea that I need to undergo an experience by which I express, say to me, love. Love is an idea that I can be in this space-time episode. Yet though I keep repeating it, though I keep coming around in this association of my mind in regard to what I want to see, I have remained determined in the concept of myself that the verification for the species, what we call Homo sapien, the involvement of my body formulation within factorings that are indications of ideas of light, all right, in momentary processes of the story by which we tell each other about my necessity to organize with you within my own mind a new story about the mind training of A Course in Miracles. Listen, you are perfectly aware with me that the associations of A Course in Miracles in the direction that you have been given do not come from this proceeding of the concept of yourself. Yes or no?
Yes.
There's no secret that you are aware that what you spent that time taking down within the idea of yourself was obviously in another framework of time, and you know it. But the idea of the application of it in the necessity for your individual conversion is why you're afraid of forgiveness. I want to put forgiveness in there for a moment, because the power of decision to love, to hate, to defy the simple idea of the mind training are obviously why you're here. But you listen with me. Since you've invited me to teach A Course in Miracles International, that is, the process of the idea that at least you admit that I am performing with you acts of the necessity for increasing the frequency are perfectly available to you in the idea. Now, that may or may not require the admission that the source of it is not contained within this frame. Shall I tell you why? The source of it is contained within this frame. Okay? I have already introduced to you the necessity that a voice began to speak to me. Are you going to get this with me? I'm a voice speaking to you right now about an arrangement of a conceptual observation of yourself in which I have had an individual experience that I can communicate with you with my mind in an increase in frequency of what I want to see in the principles of the idea of the expression of training my mind in which I recognize you. Now, wow, that was beautiful. Oh, I'm back in concept. What have I learned? I'm going to keep on practicing the idea there's something else, so that when I walk out into the world the way you are with me, I'm admitting that there's another factor in the mind training of the Course that's going on. These are the principles of the mind training that I love so much, and the idea that I can conceptually admit to the possibility there's something else. And while I can't see it now, the idea that there's something else are the fundamental principles that I employ in conceptual practice of my determination to remain in the action of my mind, that are not connected so much to love as they are to the action of the necessity to convert the space-time episode to certainty, that the action of the joy I'm experiencing in this mind training are what A Course in Miracles is. Listen with me now, we need to do just these few more. A miracle is a universal blessing from God through me to all my brothers. It is the privilege of the forgiven to forgive. Miracles are natural signs of forgiveness, aren't they? Through miracles, you accept God's forgiveness by extending it to others. Miracles praise God through you. They praise Him by honoring His creation, affirming their perfection. Look, they heal because they deny body identification and affirm spiritual identification. Here it is. A miracle that you are having now is a correction introduced into false thinking by me. It acts as a catalyst breaking up erroneous perception and reorganizing it properly. This places you under the at-one-ment principle of the power of mind, where perception is healed. Until this has occurred, knowledge of the divine order is impossible. I want to express to you in this short interlude of time how happy I have been with the privilege of offering the certainty that I individually, and the master teacher, have undergone a master recognition of the admission it's necessary for me to teach about myself in my conceptual organization in order to learn the principles that I am performing for you in my decision that I can at any single moment recognize within my own mind. You call this revelation, right? Call it anything you want. Everything you do actually is a practice of the revelation that somewhere, okay, you have an idea in your mind, at least I think you do, that you would like to journey out into the universe, that you would like to suddenly be able to appear in the power of light that obviously does not seem obvious to you within the idea of the concept of yourself. Are you listening to me? It's obvious, however, that the concept of yourself has offered you a procedure wherein you can train your mind in the identity that what I am offering you is a particular correction within a different frame of time in which you recognize that the voice that has been speaking to you since you began to teach A Course in Miracles will always only offer you the action of the conversion of the healing process. Okay, I'm going to teach healing process. I have to read you two more miracle principles, and I know that you now have your text to read it. Listen. Miracles are both beginnings and endings. And so they alter the temporal order. They are always affirmations of rebirth, which seem to go back but really go forward so they can come back to where they originated. They undo the past in the present and thus release the future. Listen with me. Miracles enable you to heal the sick and raise the dead because you make sickness and death yourself and can therefore abolish both. You are a miracle capable of creating in the likeness of your creator. Everything else is your own nightmare and does not exist. Only the creations of light are real. And that is why you have decided to undergo the joyful experience in which you accomplish this within arrangements of yourself and left this sequence of time. There's no possibility that I would be able to recognize our association together unless you have decided not to depend on your own association, project it into the future, and hold yourself in this sequence of the location. You have been willing to accept within your mind, be it fearful, be it lonely, be it the cause of loss of yourself conceptually, be it the intense pain that you are experiencing in your inability to solve the problem, that the practice of the miracle of the conversion of your concept, now I'm speaking as a master teacher of this, allow me to indicate to you that your mere presence with me in the mindfulness of us obviously has nothing to do with my physical body, but only with our recognition in a new frame of time, where suddenly, as we walk out, we begin to recognize other associations of ourselves that are obviously not within this conception. That allows us to travel out into the universe. that allows us to suddenly appear in this mind training in a whole new frame of reference to express the love that I feel about you, that I have been successful in the mission that I have been given to perform this act as a mind trainer of the activity of the conversion of my mind, which is a very natural process that you also have experienced with me, and we have left this continuum. Here we are, back where it all began. We're ready to leave here again, aren't we? And we will be leaving within this frequency because of the love that I'm feeling for you at this time. At this time, in the principles of the idea of our course in the mind training of the miracle that we experience together as we leave this continuum. And we're gone. And we disappear. And we disappear.